shooting. They were responding to a disturbance call Sunday night when they were shot and injured. No word yet on their conditions. The suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was able to get away and is still at large this morning. He's considered armed and dangerous. Two people died in two separate car crashes early Sunday morning. 53-year-old Michael Hall of Shorter was killed when his car left the road and ran into a ditch around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Alexander Road and Pike Road. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. 40-year-old Terry Oates of Marbury was killed when his car left the road and hit a utility pole. This wreck happened on Autauga County Road 85 just before 3:30 Sunday morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was taken to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition this morning. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
As a real-life caterer, my recipe for success is a heaping helping of commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They helped whip up a customized insurance solution that keeps my business cooking.
That barrage of bad wordplay was most unpleasant. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, its affiliated and third-party insurers.
The Home Depot has easy-to-follow instructions for assembling your new grill. Step 1. Let us assemble it and deliver it for free. Right now, buy any grill over $399 and assembly and delivery are free. So you can spend your time enjoying your new grill instead of assembling it or even getting it home. Today is the day for doing, with free assembly and delivery on all grills over $399. Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th in store only.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Severe storms are moving across the plains. A powerful tornado touched down in Geronimo, Oklahoma, shredding everything in its path.
Deadly home explosion rocking a neighborhood in Indiana.
President Trump is considering pardons for several American servicemen accused or convicted of war crimes in time for Memorial Day.
Clint Boyer rushing Ryan Newman's car after the cool-down lap at the NASCAR All-Star Race, trying to land punches through the window.
Republican congressman is breaking ranks, becoming the party's first lawmaker to accuse President Trump of impeachable conduct.
The new king at the box office is none other than John Wick. The third installment of the Keanu Reeves franchise finished this weekend at number one, pulling in an estimated $57 million in its opening weekend.
After receiving an honorary doctorate, the commencement speaker, billionaire philanthropist Robert Smith, shocking the graduates with an unexpected gift.
My family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, and often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. New Star 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Certain you we got right. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. Sun market is down 82 points. I think the temperature outside is still 85 degrees. Let me double check that. How'd you like that Wagyu steak that I sent
up to you? Yeah. I skipped the grocery store Friday night, and I made a wise decision. I was about to order pizza. Then I got this text from Dan, folks out there listening, and it's like, you want 2 pounds of Wagyu sirloin and New York strip tips, something like that? I'm like, yeah. Didn't take me long to respond.
And that was a lot of food, wasn't it?
It was fantastic. Really,
yeah,
really
I heated it in the oven. Eric had taught me how to reheat stuff, and then put it in a pan with butter.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
Well, and usually, like on some New York strips, the fat that's on the edge can be tough, not with this stuff.
No, it was juicy.
And sweet. Yeah, it's like pork almost.
You notice that too, yeah.
Very, very good stuff.
What a great weekend. I tell you what, I had a wonderful time this weekend. Even took a little short trip up to the lake. And had some folks that had never seen the lake before. Ran into a friend. Always good to run into a friend that has a boat. Took them around on a boat. We were at Kalaja and having a late lunch there. Everybody and their brother was there. That's kind of like the happy hour place for Sunday up at Lake Martin. There was a tragedy that happened in Auburn this morning. Let's play the story here.
News from Auburn this morning. One police officer is dead, two others injured after responding to a domestic disturbance last night.
Right now, a massive manhunt continues for the suspect. WSFA 12 News reporter Bethany Davis joins us live from Auburn. And Bethany, this suspect is considered armed and dangerous, right?
Very much so, and we are coming to a better realization of just how dangerous he might be as we have heard for the first time this morning the 911 call or the police dispatch interaction that occurred overnight when the shooting took place. We're going to let you listen to that, but before we do, we want to warn you that it might be hard to listen to. It's hard information to hear. Here it is.
He's got an AR arm. He's wearing a helmet. He's got body armor.
I'm coming. I have a tourniquet. I have a trauma pack as well.
Obviously a tough day here for the Auburn Police Department, for the city of Auburn. Three officers were shot in that incident. One of them died. Two of them were taken to the hospital. We're expecting one of them to be released. The other one also to make a full recovery. Here's a look at who police are searching for in a very active and massive manhunt this morning. His name is Grady Wayne Wilkes. He's 29 years old, described as 6'4", 215 pounds with brown hair and hazel eyes. You heard from that 911 tape or the dispatch that we were just listening to. He was wearing camo, body armor, and a helmet. Auburn Police Department saying he's also wearing shorts. They're saying if you see him, you have any idea who he is, where he might be, to call police immediately. Don't approach him. He's considered armed and dangerous. As far as the manhunt goes, I can tell you that we have seen helicopters in the air. We've seen multiple law enforcement agencies moving through this area. All of this happened at Arrowhead Park. It's a mobile home community just off of Wire Road. They've moved the media about 2.5 miles down Wire Road to the city's soccer complex for safety reasons. They wanted to make sure that everyone was clear and out of the area of that very active scene. I do understand that that scene is still pretty active, very much under investigation. A lot of officers moving in and out of that area. There might be some roadblocks on that Wire Road area near Arrowhead Park. You can hear the helicopter that's coming over this area right now. Some road closures near that Arrowhead Park area. Rolling road closures is what police have told me that as they move through and they continue to search for the suspect, there may be some detours of traffic. But for the most part, business as usual in the city of Auburn. They want to keep everything as normal as they can, but asking people who live here to stay vigilant, to stay aware and stay alert.
Now, they caught the SOB, and I looked at the I looked at Google Maps of that. When you go in on Wire Road, it's a trailer park that's on the left-hand side when you're coming in the back way to the stadium.
Sure, yeah.
So on the left-hand side. Actually, I think it's where my brother lived when he was in school.
Yeah, I think I've delivered a few pizzas there. When I was a delivery guy at Auburn.
Couple of high points out of this thing. Okay, so he was wearing ballistic vest. The police officers were responding to a domestic call. We always talk on here that Chief Murphy has told us domestic calls and traffic stops are the two most dangerous things that a police officer can do.
By far, yes.
So they were responding to a domestic call, and this guy comes flying out with a ballistic vest on and heavy armament and shoots three police officers, kills one right there on the spot. I mean, it was, when you go back and you listen to the 911 tape, I mean, it's like shots were fired and he was down and he was dead. This is absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. So I want to bring that to your attention. They did catch the guy in under 2.5 hours after the incident had happened. Congratulations to the Auburn Police Department for catching the, you know what, the SOB. Let me bring in my good friend, longtime friend. I won't say old friend because neither of us are old. We're young. Perry O'Hoopa. Hoopa, how are you, buddy?
Man, it's great to be with my Reagan advance man. And,
there you go.
Strong conservative and, I guess, most important center at Jeff Davis High School when we were playing over there football and so forth. But it's great to be on your show.
It's a year ahead of us that we were really good. It was our year that really sucked.
But listen to
state champion too.
That's right. Listen to Lee Greenwood. It doesn't get any better than that. And it's an honor to be on your show. I would say this. What a tragedy in Auburn. I love that my son lives over there, Davis. It's just God's country. It's a wonderful place, great police. You know, Chris Sills, Representative Chris Sills, introduced some legislation last week, Dan and Joy, and says if you murder or shoot and kill a policeman or any first responder or law enforcement officer, you would be subject to the capital punishment, which would be the death penalty. So that bill is passed overwhelmingly in the House. It's in the Senate in committee. Hopefully they'll get that through the process and the governor will expeditiously sign that.
Did you hear what the legislation they tested in Texas? If you shoot a police officer, they'll castrate you on the spot, and then they'll take you to court.
That's justice.
I love Texas. But I was sitting there, I read the Houston Chronicle, and that popped up on my Chiron, and I went, I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like that guy. Somebody Edwards. So tell me what you've been doing recently. I understand you've been kind of jolting around the country.
Well, it's, about campaign time again.
Of course.
I'm back involved with the president. I really have spent a good bit of time with him when he was campaigning to make sure we controlled the Senate, U.S. Senate. And I went to various states where they had rallies to help him, help some of our senators maintain a Republican majority in the United States Senate. Certainly has helped.
Increased the majority.
Exactly. Increased it. And, of course, we've got a good, strong United States Supreme Court justice, a new one that gives us two. Hopefully we'll get another one shortly. But
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, are you?
No, absolutely. She seems to be a fine lady. But bottom line is the campaign season's about to get cranked back up. And, Dan, we had a meeting last week, the Trump Victory Committee meeting in D.C. It was a good meeting there at the Trump International Hotel. Ronna Romney McDaniel is our Republican National Committee chair. She spoke, and Also, Tommy Hicks. I don't know if you've ever met Tommy.
Name
rings a bell. He's the co-chairman of the RNC. The finance chairman, Todd Ricketts. Todd, his family owns the Cubs. For any of the Cubs fans out there, his family owns the Cubs. Brad Pascal, who you mentioned, I think you met or visited with.
I had a friend who met him and saw him at the RNC Campaign Management College that they do, the school. And he was there talking, my friend was there talking about Advance, and he was talking about the campaign and how to do data research and things like that.
He is very intelligent.
He's a smart guy. Matter of fact, we got some clips we didn't get to on Friday from him that we're going to go over.
Good, good. Well, he was there, and he talked about the process along with Chris Carr. I had Chris in Montgomery about 2 weeks ago. He's the political director of the campaign. I had him there and included some of the Trump victory people and folks that are interested in campaigning for the president. Alara Trump, who is the senior advisor. You've seen her a little bit on Fox lately.
Oh, absolutely.
She's taken a real leadership role. And Kellyanne, she's not shy. You know, she's out there talking issues 24/7 and very spot on. So it was a great meeting. We talked strategy. We talked fundraising. It talked issues. And then that went on for a day or so. And then the next morning, I took the red eye to Atlanta on the Panama City Beach, and the president had a rally down in Panama City Beach, which
nice
was
rally too.
Amazing. I visited with him, I guess, about 30 minutes before the rally. But there was, they had to have the fire marshal kind of shut it down. There was about 20,000 people. I don't know if you've been to Pier Park. They've had outdoor concerts there. It's a big place. But for those that couldn't get in, they had a big screen for about 8,000 to 10,000 outside. So there was roughly close to 30,000 people there. So
that is definitely Trump country. Oh, no doubt about that.
It's like an extension of the great state of Alabama.
I know exactly.
When you get down
lower
in the Panhandle.
Alabama.
So it was great meetings, and looking forward to a great campaign. He's certainly done a great job under tough conditions dealing with some of the Democrats' demagoguery. He's implemented some he's implemented a lot of good legislative initiatives, cutting the taxes, cutting regulations. You look at the economy, it's humming. Stock markets, it's out of sight. We're having to kind of take on China to try to make sure we're on the level playing field. You know, if we don't do something, Dan, China's going to own every manufacturing company in America. So we have got to find a way to help manufacturers in America. And, you know, we've got Wellborn kitchen cabinet manufacturing here in Alabama. They employ about 2,000 people. And he told me if something's not done in the next 3 years, he'll have to shut down, because the illegal dumping that China's doing, and as you know, they're subsidized, it's a problem. And this is all about the American worker. And the president loves this country, and he loves those American workers. He's done so many great things, and he's got a lot to do now.
He's credit for very few of them.
Right. He's got two more. We've got a number of things that we can address, too, as the show goes on. But it was a great week last week.
When you are talking to other people in the campaign, what do they see as some of the rough spots that they need to work on?
Well, I haven't really heard any rough spots. They've taken a recent, of course, the key to all of it's the electoral vote in some of these battleground states. As you very well know, that's Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida. You know, Georgia's come into the picture. You know, the governor, Kemp, only won by 1.5%. That's going to be a tough state that we're going to have to target as well. Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina. These are extremely important states, and we talked about those states. A recent poll did come out showing that, you know, four of those six battleground states, Trump had a 3 to 5 point lead in. The two states that were behind just a touch was Ohio and Pennsylvania, but it was all in the margin of error, those two.
Can we pull over the Brad Pascal, the cuts from Friday? Let me go to a break. Perry, going to be back.
Yes, sir.
We've got somebody from Bernie Sanders' campaign that wants to ask a question. John DeVoe, we'll be back with you right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A new month is with us, the month of spring and growth, the fifth month of the year, and also the month in which huge and important celebrations take place. I'm Dick Brubaker, and we're celebrating in May with the Bigger Things sales event at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. What could be bigger than getting up to $12,645 off a new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab? More space, more storage, more leather, more technology. The all-new 2019 Ram 1500 is truly the best combination of grit and grace. At Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we have locations in Montgomery and Prattville. You can check out our inventory right now online at brubaker.com and come join us for the Bigger Things sales event. Save up to $12,645 on an all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Quad Cab. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fee. Stock number R9104. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/2019.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are on a Monday, showing you a week out, right? Perry O. Hooper in the house. Going to be working on the Trump campaign here in Alabama. Do you expect that you'll see a Trump visit in Alabama?
Well, we're working on that right now, Dan. As Brad and several of them have told me, they said, you know, Alabama is going to go strong, hardcore for the president. Now, the thing that I'm trying to work out is him coming to Montgomery, maybe coming out here to the Danley Field in Air Force One on the way to Georgia or on the way to Pensacola or something like that and stop off. As you know, we've been awarded the F-35 fighter jet, and the vice president's son is going to be piloting.
Really?
The F-35. So I thought it'd be just fabulous to have Air Force One and the president give a big talk and to see the vice president come with him and his son pop out of that F-35 model right in front of Air Force One and have Maxwell Air Force folks there, Fort Rucker, you know, have that Lee Greenwood music playing. It you know, doesn't get any better than that. You know that, Dan.
There you go. Americana. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to, wait on it, John DeVos at the Bernie Sanders event. John, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Dan. And how you doing?
I'm doing great. You're on with Perry Hooper.
Hey, Perry. How you doing?
Hello, my friend. How you doing?
Pretty good, by the grace and mercy of the good Lord. Hey, Joey.
Hey, John.
Yes, peace be upon you all and the entire listening audience. Yes, I am coming to you live from the historic Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church on West Jeff Davis Street. Where we are waiting for Bernie Sanders to speak. He's supposed to speak at about 12:45, and I think it's somewhere between 12:25 and 12:30 now.
It's almost 12:30 right now. How big is the crowd there?
The church is almost filled to capacity, if not filled to capacity.
What is capacity? How many people is capacity?
I'm not really exactly sure how many people this church seats. But it's a pretty nice-sized church. So they're definitely, hopefully they've got a video screen in another room for the overflow crowd, because there'll probably surely be one. But thus far, it's a very nicely attended event. Plenty of media here. Perry, listen, are you going to be having any events like this with President Trump throughout the campaign? Is he coming to Montgomery as well that you're aware of?
That's what I just mentioned that to Dan. I'm working on that as we speak to come to Montgomery. Yes, sir.
Now, I know you were the 2016 campaign chairperson for the Trump campaign, not just for Montgomery, but for the entire River region. Would that be true as well for the 2020 campaign?
Well, right now what they've done, they've merged Trump victory. The Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee have all come together to run. The whole campaign is going to be called Trump Victory. I was up there recently in D.C. for the first Trump Victory meeting this past week. I'm going to do whatever the president and the campaign want me to do, whether that's being chair of the Trump Victory in Alabama or regional or whatever he wants me to do, I'm happy to do it.
Well, listen, how do people reach you and your headquarters if they want any information about what's going to be happening with the Trump campaign here in the River region, since I know that you will be very much involved in that? If you can give us a phone number and an email address and so on and so forth, we definitely like to have that information.
Listen,
for future reference.
Yes, sir. I will definitely do that. If you remember last time, the headquarters was there on Perry Street, and we had several volunteers working, and I'm not sure yet where the headquarters will be. That was the state headquarters here in Montgomery. I hope we'll be able to do that again, but right now I'm just waiting to hear when they want to kick that part off, and I will certainly contact you, and I certainly appreciate your phone call.
Yeah. Well, listen, is there a number where we can reach you at?
Yeah.
And an email address.
Yeah, well, you can reach. I'll just give you my cell phone.
Oh, wow.
It's.
I don't know if I would do that with John.
Well, you know, John may need to contact me, and I'm more than happy to help in any way.
Be respectful, John.
It's 334-391-0554. If I can do anything to help you, John, anyone else, I'm more than happy to do it.
And then what about email, Perry?
My email is Perry O, P-E-R-R-Y-O, at Palomar, P as in Paul, A-L-O-M as in Mary, A-R-I-N as in Nancy, S.com.
I-N-S?
I-N-S.com. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's
I-N... S. As in Steve.
As in Sam.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I-N-S.
Yes, sir. .com. Yes.
Well, listen, peace and blessings to you, my sincerest and dearest, and to your entire family. How is the family doing?
Listen, they're doing great. I've got 5 grandbabies right now.
Get out of here.
My oldest is Tom, and he's 5. Bones, you'll get a charge of this. Thomas allowed me to coach his T-ball team the last game. He had me out there. I sent all those kids from third base on. They didn't know. It was so much fun. But I got 6 now, and I just thank the Lord. He's blessed me and my sweet wife. I got a great wife and kids. My mother's doing well. You know, she's getting on up there. But
love her she's,
thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate
that. Well, listen,
that.
Hopefully that'll be the hopefully you'll see many, many more. Well, my late grandfather lived to be 98 years old, and he saw 5 generations of his own children before he died.
Well,
and hopefully you'll do the same.
That's fabulous. I pray. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
And you as well. Peace and blessings to you, my sincerest and dearest.
Thank you.
Thank you. News Channel 93.1, Demo Show. We'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, wrong, and I didn't need money, responding to a story about his relationship with Deutsche Bank.
The president responding to a Times report that anti-money laundering experts at the German bank noticed suspicious activity in accounts belonging to President Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. According to the Times, bank executives blocked employees from reporting the suspect transactions to the U.S. Treasury.
Fox's John Decker. A transgender woman attacked last month is found shot and killed.
Police in Dallas found 23-year-old Malaysia Booker lying face down in a road Saturday, shot to death just a month after she was beaten and hospitalized in a mob-style attack. What arrest was made in the beating, the FBI also investigating the case as a possible hate crime. Though at this point, police say they don't have a connection to the mob attack and to Booker's murder.
That's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a fizzling front in the state today, which will bring at least a small chance of showers. It's going to be a warm day with scattered spotty showers and thunderstorms here and there. Low tonight down to about 69. Tomorrow, a hot day with a high temperature up to about 92. Sunshine will dominate. Then the heat builds as the week goes on. In fact, I think we'll be in the low to mid 90s on Wednesday, the middle 90s on Thursday and Friday, and we could be in the upper 90s over the Memorial Day weekend. Get ready for some heat with some blazing sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are.
This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and we don't wear it on our
head. We're going to have a special Memorial Day edition on Friday at the Dan Morris Show. Looking forward to this weekend, by the way.
You a coward and a fool, and you broke all the rules, and you wounded our American pride.
Quickly, Farmer is going to have a lot of stuff going on. They've got Boston Butts, they've got ribs on sale. I'll get your prices on that as soon as Reed gets back to me. And you'll definitely go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market for Memorial Day weekend. Let me play talk show host Joe Concha talking about the new Fox Bowl that came out Friday.
There's a new Fox News poll that shows that Biden is doing a lot better, more than double the lead over his closest competitor, which is Bernie Sanders, who has 17%. That is a 6-point drop in support since Biden got in the race.
Is the crowded field helping Joe Biden in the polls? Let's talk to Joe Concha. Joe, Biden's number. Is it getting bigger because people are looking at the whole list and it's like, well, he's the one guy I know?
It seems to be that way. Obviously, he has the name recognition, but the media attention that he is getting over the last 3 weeks, let me give you some numbers. It's more than every other candidate combined. And when you consider everybody that there's 74 people running on the Democratic side, that's pretty impressive. No, really, it's two football teams, right? It's 23 people at this point.
Sure.
So to do that over 22 other people, listen to these numbers. He was mentioned just last week alone 1,400 times. Bernie Sanders only 500, a third.
Of the 1,400,
yes.
How many good and how many bad? It's not broken down like that. But
no, total mentions.
Generally bad.
Right, like I didn't see Bill de Blasio on your poll, by the way.
We had him yesterday.
This would be considered bad. Bad press right here, right? Everybody hates Bill.
and
that's the hometown tape. So, yeah, sometimes, obviously, negative press is something that probably isn't a good thing. But then again, you see that with the president, and it seems to work just fine. For Biden, it's mostly been positive, though.
Let me kind of tell you what's going on with this thing. Why does Joe have such a commanding lead among the Democrat field? The answer is really easy. When you read that poll, they believe Joe can win. That's a the only reason. The number one factor to vote for Joe Biden, 72% said because he can win, and 16% additional said they're supporting him but extremely strongly because they believe he can win. That is a 78%. So if you have a crack up, and all of a sudden, and then ethics was number two because he was really good at ethics. Well, if you have a Hunter Biden story break, or you have the FISA abuse by the Obama administration, all that goes out of the window instantly. And it's all because, it's not because they think he's going to be a good president, it's because they think he can beat Trump. The other thing is, this is 35% out of Democrats. 35% of Democrats don't elect squat. That may get you the nomination, but it does not get you elected. And that's a real problem that he's got here.
Plus, the only issue, and you're exactly right, and that's why the press loves him, is the only issue he campaigns on is to beat Donald J. Trump. That's all he said.
Yeah, he said.
Ain't no other issue.
He said in his announcement, he said, you know what the number one plan of my climate change plan is? Beat Trump. Mm-hmm. He said that Saturday.
That's all. He doesn't, you know, of course.
No substance at all.
No, because he probably needs to learn who the Prime Minister of England is. I think that may be a requirement to be president.
Kind of screwed that one up. Let's continue on with Joe. Listen to this.
Biden in March was 31%. 35% in this recent Fox News poll, they asked Democrats, and that was May 11th through the 14th. So why the increase?
For Biden?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good question, because he really hasn't said too many things that you would consider to be
except
monumental.
Except for China is not our competitor, which is a first.
That
if it was 1968,
something.
I think he'd be right on the money.
Well, that's true. He did say that he wanted to offer health insurance to all undocumented or illegal immigrants. Right. That seemed to get some attention. But for the most part, he hasn't done any tough interviews, guys.
Well, the other thing that is different between that poll and now is the fact that he's officially declared, because there was some suggestion, well, maybe he's in, maybe he's out. He's got to decide, and it had been a long process.
That's true. But a lot of other people have declared as well, and they just can't seem to get any traction. A
couple of things to bring up. Warren is ticking up. She went up 5 points. You know, Sanders, you mentioned, is dropping. Buttigieg went up 5. Harris has dropped 3. So a huge gap, but there are some trends there.
Yeah, Kamala Harris, by many measures, was supposed to be a pretty strong front runner for the nomination. But then again, when you think about it, Donald Trump wasn't even in the race in June of 2015.
Right. You know,
so the debates are the big thing, and that's going to happen.
When you say Biden, everyone knows Joe Biden. When you just said Harris, we're all thinking, oh, Kamala Harris. Name recognition is big.
That's a very good point.
The top three people, there are only three people in the entire field that when you did head-to-head against Donald Trump, you had Joe Biden number one, you had Bernie Sanders number two, and then had Elizabeth Warren number three. Everybody else he beats. So when you're looking at this, this is strictly when you're going through and going back and asking the Democrats who they like, that's what they come up with. To me, that was an amazingly weak numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as you get further down the line, they don't realize, excuse me, how weak Joe Biden is. I was really shocked at his announcement that he did on Saturday, the way he handled that, taking credit for the economy.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to do that because the president has created probably the best economy in 40-some-odd years.
They're trying to steal it.
Everybody's doing better. The black Americans, Latino Americans, females, everybody. It's you know, everybody's working, and it's because of the Trump economy. Has nothing to do with the Obamacare. You know, that's the only thing he ought to be proud of is screwing that up. But you know, that's him. That's them. That's what they did. But one of the things too, when you start putting your name out there, you know, there's a reason he ain't really gone after China. And you know, some of that family's kind of done well.
Mason Moolah?
A bunch of like billions. And so at some point, and I think the president's right, I think that needs to be looked at. Maybe it needs to be investigated. I mean, if you're running for president, those things should come out. I mean, my goodness, they're asking our president to look at his tax returns. If you're running for president and one of your children made billions of dollars in your family in China, don't you think that needs to be hard?
No, Perry. They don't ever want to look at anybody who has a D by their name. I mean, Joe Biden actually said, you know, now they're investigating the investigators. How ridiculous is that? Well, I'm sorry, but that's going to happen. That's going to go down, and people are going to get hurt. We're going to get into that.
Yes, next sir. Hour.
Let's go get to Brad Parscale.
Yeah, let's do it.
And he's going to be talking about immigration and Trump's immigration plan.
I like that.
What we were talking about yesterday in the Rose Garden, that is he unveiled his merit-based immigration plan. If you missed the live coverage, here's a little bit of it, and then we're going to talk to that guy.
Our proposal is pro-American, pro-immigrant, and pro-worker. It's just common sense. We want immigrants coming in. We cherish the open door that we want to create for our country. But a big proportion of those immigrants must come in through merit and skill. Future immigrants will be required to learn English and to pass a civics exam prior to admission. And if for some reason, possibly political, we can't get the Democrats to approve this merit-based high security plan, then we will get it approved immediately after the election when we take back the House, keep the Senate, and of course, hold the presidency.
Realistically, does anybody at the White House really think that the Democrats are going to cooperate with the president and come up with a plan?
I don't know exactly what they think about the Democrats, but this is a winning issue for the president, obviously. He's made a promise.
It has been so far.
Yeah, look, in 2016, we were running the race as I was digital director then. Immigration was one of our largest issues. It was an issue that he's continued to keep the promise, and we had to secure the border, and we're working on it. We're going to have 450 new miles by 2020. This is huge. Continuing to replace old broken wall. You know, some of this stuff is Vietnam-based metal slates they put up and they screw together. Yeah, you've seen this, right? It's just unbelievable. So they're replacing that stuff, salvage material. They were the helipads in Vietnam.
Yeah.
On top of that, we've had a broken system for nearly half a century, right? And so the merit-based system, if you look at countries like Korea, Japan,
Australia,
Canada, all of these countries have a merit-based system. Sometimes 60-70% of people coming in merit-based. This is, by the way, great for economy, increases the wages, and make sure that we have employment numbers stay down.
I think that was a really smart move on his part, the way he laid that out. And particularly when he put it on the, if they don't pass it, we'll pass it with a new Congress.
Well, I think it's great. I think that's it. Canada, that's a model plan that Canada has. And, I said this earlier, you know, we have an aging workforce and lower birth rates. That should be a concern, because fewer workers means lower production, lower productivity means less economic output. So I think what he's doing in 2020, building up to 500 miles of new border security wall, it's going to protect America from human trafficking and drug trafficking and illegal people coming into this country.
But it's a made-up crisis.
Well, oh, yeah, right. But on this thing, what he's talking about is bringing in skilled people that can contribute to the economy to fill some of these economic jobs. So I think it's spot on, Dan. I think you're absolutely right.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. You're on with Barry Hooper.
Good afternoon, Joy. Y'all talked a few minutes ago about the candidates. Last night, I stomached it, but I watched Mayor Pete there on Fox.
What did you think?
I don't know if you watched it.
I did.
They ran that bio thing of him with his husband. That did it, Dan. That is, I don't care if that's his lifestyle, more power to him. But that is not going to play with the American people. It's just not going to do it.
Well, it certainly won't play with certain parts of the American public.
Yeah, but the one that's not going to get him elected. That, you know, that what is, you know, like I said, I'm not getting on that's his lifestyle, but his husband. Is he the husband, or is that guy the husband?
I would have asked that question. Who plays the role of the dominant male?
Yeah, who's going to? What is he going to be? The first man? What is it going to be? I'm not going to sit there and judge you guys, but I'm just telling you right now that is not going to play. And I'll tell you who is really not going to play with. If he thinks he's going to get any black votes from that, he's got another thing coming to him.
I agree with that.
The people that you know the most Afro Americans, a lot of them are very religious, and that ain't gonna fly. I'm telling you right now, boy, that was just, and I don't know what he didn't do anything in that Dan, he just talked about a bunch of nothing.
Well, I think, I'm looking at him from my perspective, I thought he did a good job. He presented well, he came across well, very personable. If you had an ear to listen to what he was saying and took it apart, which I was kind of surprised, right. Chris Wallace let him walk on a couple of things. But that obviously was a very friendly crowd in there.
And, oh, yeah.
And so those were his people. That was not a,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
A neutral, independent audience.
No. Well, and the other thing, you know, too, on the other ones that Fox has broadcast, they had a couple of their conservative commentators on there. Chris Wallace, I don't care. He's not conservative. And I just wonder why they just went with him. If that was the idea, they just didn't want somebody in there stirring anything up or something. But
it's because he's a lead dog in that world, and so he trotting him out because they want him to, and I'll tell you what that was for. That was a debut, so you'd feel good about him hosting a presidential general election debate.
Right. Okay. And I've got to disagree with Donald Trump. He does not look like Alfred E. Newman. He looks like Howdy Doody. Okay, y'all have a good one.
Thank you. See you, Jim. Let's continue on with Brad. He's going to be talking about the Trump and the wall. Oh, no, we got to go to break. Sorry. I get carried away here. You know how that is.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You guys live, are you listening to what I said? You a coward and a fool, and you broke all the rules, and you wounded our American pride. And now we're coming with a gun, and you know you're going to run, but you can't find no place to hide. We're going to hunt you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
on. From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Perio Hoopa in the house.
My brother Dan.
Yes, sir.
Reagan man.
There you go, absolutely.
Donald Trump man.
There you go. Interviewed him on this show.
Yes,
let's,
sir.
Let's continue on with Brad talking about Trump and the wall.
So, Brad, is that why the president is leaning on the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Homeland Security to get the wall and fence up, and he's upset that he's a little slow? He needs to show that, correct?
Yeah, we got to continue to show all the miles of border going up, our border wall going up. Look, it's a big issue also with drugs. Human trafficking is a significant issue in this country. People underestimate how much, you know, these children are abused that come across. Look, the president has always had a heart to try to stop these issues, and I think that it's just more than just illegal immigrants coming across. It is also protecting our country from these kind of, and MS-13. I mean, there's so many different things.
A few things that I thought were interesting. Yesterday, he said he wants to enable public donations for the wall. The GoFundMe page already has raised $20 million. Yeah. I know the wall costs billions, but he also said that the yearly wage, you mentioned wages for legal immigrants. Right now, they make $43,000, but under his new plan, they would make $126,000.
Yeah, so
how is that?
So what you would see is, with Mayor Bays coming over, you're going to see people who want to assimilate into our
country. They also are coming over with educations that can take technical jobs, other types of jobs. We'll see an increase of wages from that. We'll see a decrease of people who are unemployed that come straight here because they're just connected to somebody. They're a fifth cousin, so they're coming over. They don't have a job. They don't have any training to do anything in this country. So I think that's where you're going to see that flipping of that merit versus unqualified.
Yeah, back in that Trump and the wall and what he's been doing on it, and the Democrats, every time you start getting to this issue, to me look dumber and dumber because they called it a made-up crisis, totally fabricated, and he's just doing this as a publicity stunt. Reality is a crisis.
There's no question, and probably the majority of those Democrats were 100% for this just a few years ago. So they just want to politicize the issue. And but I think the president, once again, is spot on. The people can identify why we need to build this wall, why it would protect us from illegals coming in this country. Just like he just talked about, Brad, is that the drug trafficking and human trafficking, that we got to stop that stuff. And we got attorney general that's prosecuting a lot of those cases right now. So I'm excited what's going on under this president. He's doing a heck of a great job.
He really is. Let's listen to Brad talking about up to China. And here's an important part, the micro versus the macro economics, and we'll talk about this.
Okay. When we do this trade thing with China, the USMCA, you said that you noticed as we took on China and the president used this leverage tariffs, what happened with the Hispanic vote?
So as we noticed across the Southwest and in Florida, you know, you have some other issues going on in Florida, but the Southwest, the Latino vote, we saw a significant increase of support with the president. And when we tested them, what the main issue was, it was support of Chinese tariffs. It was because for 20, 30 years, they've been talking about jobs leaving, industrial jobs from Mexico and from the southern United States leaving to go to China. And they see that as job security.
Remember, that's fascinating.
It's a significant issue for the Latino population. Where is my job safe?
Right.
And what is China
doing? What are the biggest issues? Because, y'all, if you sit down and you just talk to him, we've done this off camera. I love talking to you because you'll tell us, this is what the Latinos want. This is what the African Americans want. This is what the white men want. What do the voters,
I help you with the white men.
So, look, let's understand, elections are still about turnout, and their statistical probability makes a huge difference. Right. So, it's still, until everyone shows up to vote, statistics matter. So the three top issues, I still think healthcare is going to be a significant issue in 2020. Immigration is going to be an issue. The economy is going to be an issue. But not the macro economy, the micro economy. That means the individual economy across the country, of that individual job, safety, security, increases of wages. But healthcare is going to be an issue. And this president is going to protect pre-existing conditions, lower drug prices, and make healthcare more affordable.
And see, that thing, that's it. It's that we need to stop talking about the macro and talk about the individual, the micro, because that person is feeling the positive of it. You look at consumer confidence, it is off the charts, and that is because people have more money in their pocket.
There's no question, and he outlined starting with Latinos, and we finally got a president standing up for American worker. You remember when the textile industry was the biggest employer in Alabama, 35,000-40,000 people. There's not a textile job left here in Alabama. Remember Russell Mills, they made all the jerseys for Alabama and Auburn and Troy and Huntington, everybody. And now there's not a job. Everything's gone. The furniture industry, 89% of the furniture industry is made in China right now. That's why the president said, look, we got to stop. We've got to, we can't have any more of this illegal dumping going on in America. We've got to help the American manufacturer. We've got to help that American worker keep that job. Then at the same time, Dan, we've got to help with health care like you're talking about. The economy's humming. That's the issues that